A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, that he should find any man or woman who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither eat nor drink. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up, go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him, that he might regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil thing he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and fill with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized. And when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus and began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. All who heard him were astounded and said, "Is not this the man who in Jerusalem ravaged those who call upon this name and came here expressly to take them back in chain to the chief priests?" But Saul grew all the stronger and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his kindness towards us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they shall drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. It was Jack Maritain that said that to understand the being of a fly completely is impossible. And if the being of a fly cannot be understood, how can we understand completely the working of God? It is so difficult to completely understand what God does. I say this because how can one explain that God could choose an instrument called Paul to proclaim his words to the whole world? In the text we listened to, the first reading, it was expressly said, "This is my chosen instrument." He who was persecuting the Christians, who went to receive authority so that he can do harm on the Christian, was the same person that God chose to proclaim his news, to tell about his goodness. And as I read through this text today, I was struck by the conversion of St. Paul, especially the aspect of him getting blind. There was darkness all over him. And at some point, he could see. He said, "I can see." And what came to my mind is not just what he could see physically, but a lot of things that he could see. He could see the love of God. That without the love of God, there is nothing one can do. He saw that clearly, and he submitted totally to the love of God. And that is what we need in our life to survive each day. And that was what helped St. Paul to reach out to everyone, to carry out his mission. And we say the love of God urges me on. He saw the love and he embraced it. And with the love of God, he could go everywhere, full stomach, half stomach was not a problem for him. Getting shipwrecked, difficulties, being bitten by mosquitoes by the seaside was not a problem for him. Being flogged was not a problem for him. Being imprisoned was not a problem for him because of what he saw clearly, the love of God. And that gave him strength. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, each day of our life, do we see the love of God at work in us? At some point, St. Paul didn't understand. He didn't see clearly. He was so convinced in his ignorance that this work I am doing was right. But at some point, God radiated his love, his light upon him, and he saw clearly that no, this is what it is. This is God's plan for me. And when he saw that, he embraced it fully. And he became a missionary par excellence. He was able to see Jesus Christ, that is the owner of the mission. And he embraced Jesus Christ fully. And we say, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. When one arrives at that stage in our spiritual life, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. That is a very good stage to arrive at. I know it is difficult, but it is possible. So every day is to ask Christ to open our eyes to see him clearly. Because we need Christ to be able to open our eyes. And that also helps us. Sometimes God will do a lot of things in our life, but we are not able to see. There is some form of scales in our eyes. So what do? As we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul today, we ask St. Paul to intercede for us. That whatever scale that blocks us from seeing what God is doing in our lives, that they be removed so that we can embrace God, so that we can serve him with our whole strength, with our whole mind, with our whole heart.